very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your favorite figure skating podcast, The Run Through, where we talk about all things that make us kiss, make us cry, and make us kiss and cry in one event.
Yeah, in the kiss and cry.
I'm your host, Ashley Wagner. In the kiss and cry. Oh, my God, I know. I am joined by Adam Rapon, Sarah Hughes. Let's get into the women's short program because there were some really, really good moments that we need to talk about, and there were some really heartbreaking moments.
Yes. Yes. So the first thing I'm going to say is cheers, because I'm drinking a glass of wine during this recording. And I will just
Our boy, Halle, does the biggest pours, and he tells us to say when to stop, and then when we say stop, he says, wait, I have another bottle in the back.
Yeah, literally.
And he pours more in.
So, you know, apropos for the day. So the results of the women's short program. In first place, Ami Nakai from Japan. In second place, Kaori Sakamoto from Japan. In third place, Alyssa Liu, United States. Fourth place, Mone Chiba from Japan. They are all separated by less than 5 points. In fifth place, Adelia Petrosian, neutral?
Question mark?
No such thing.
Neutral question mark. And in sixth place, rounding out the last warm-up group, Anastasia Gubanova from Georgia.
Not neutral.
Not neutral.
No.
Russian.
Georgian.
Yes.
Well, actually, Indian.
Indian. Bollywood.
Exactly. Bollywood.
I want you to know, don't have a drink, but I did just have one with Andrea Joyce.
Good.
Oh, well, good. That's the only way anyone should ever be drinking.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And Isabeau Levito is in eighth place. She's not far off from everyone. It's just tight at the top. She's in eighth. Amber Glenn is in 13th place after popping her triple loop into a double and getting no credit for that jump. Really, for the most part, like, an amazing night of women's skating, I thought. This whole last group, I mean, Amber was the only one with a major mistake in the last group. The rest of them, like, nerves of steel. Ami Nakai's skate was amazing.
Sublime.
Incredible.
I love that girl so much.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She went, and I was talking to Sarah, and I was just like, remember when she was just this girl in a summer competition that I was like, you guys, I think we need to watch out for this girl.
Yes.
Like, she was actually pretty good. And then here she is sitting in first place at the Olympics.
Yeah.
So deserved. This
so
was
deserved.
Very
so deserved.
And you know who Ashley and I heard from earlier today? It was David Wilson who choreographed her short program. And he has been texting us while we are here, because he has been seeing some clips of the podcast online. One of them was Sarah Ma Dupuy, where we said she grabs her fat ass and shakes it in a short program that I wish we saw on Olympic ice.
Me too.
I would have loved to see that program on Olympic ice. And he also heard us talk about how we love Ami Nakai's short program. And he said, you guys, I'm listening to the podcast and I'm batting 1,000.
He is, though. He's actually that's such a sporty reference for David. I
batting
was like,
1,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah. If then
watching
if you don't
Gold
know
Zone.
That's a baseball reference.
Yeah.
There might
that's
be
actually good for David to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David, if you're not sure
baseball.
Where that came from.
It's the sport of baseball.
Adam, you were boots on the ground for us, and I actually really love when we kind of work through events based on
vibe
your
check.
Experience and the audience. Let's do It's Your Vibe.
It's Your Vibe, presented by Adam Rapon.
Let's do It's Your Vibe. I want you to know what else was my vibe during the event.
This It's Your Vibe is brought to you by Patreon. If you are really enjoying everything that you are listening to, there is a Patreon. It's going to be in the show notes.
Yes, that's so true. That's
it
true.
Always gets me.
Adam,
Patreon, what's your vibe?
What's your vibe, Adam? I think you should tell the little story you're about to tell before you get into the vibes of the women.
Yeah, I just want you to know where my vibes were. So I was working, and this is a little story of how we'll get there. So I was working, and I was doing an interview today for an amazing segment, which honestly was like the honor of a lifetime to be able to do. I interviewed Tenley Albright, who is here in Milan. She was invited by the mayor of Cortina himself to be present here at the Olympic Games. Yes, that's me. Oh my God, I could even get emotional. I told her that like this is like my dream to be able to like speak to her and talk to her, especially after we had done the lore this summer, that everything was like so fresh in my head. And I was naming coaches. I was naming things. She was like, oh my, you really did some research. And I got to spend
that you consider that fresh in your head, because I would need to re-listen to it all immediately before
couldn't
speaking
be more
to her.
Stale.
Well, I'll let you know that I was up until about like 4 o'clock in the morning, like yesterday, just watching a bunch of documentaries on her, because she is such an amazing doctor and woman and like pioneer for women in sports. And she just is such an amazing and humble woman. But I got to spend the whole afternoon with her. 90 years old. She could kick all of our asses, by the way.
No, she's good. She is so sharp.
She's incredibly brilliant. Sharp. She'll be at the women's free skate. And just a little background, she won the 1956 Olympics in Cortina, which is why she was invited by the mayor, 70th anniversary of the first American woman to ever win Olympic gold in figure skating. It's amazing. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So I went from my Tenley Albright interview, and what would be just the perfect palate cleanser? I'll tell you, it would be to be the head researcher and boots on the ground for, you guessed it, Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank God you have that lore fresh in your head to be head researcher for Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Of course, because you know she was so invested in the lore.
Of course. She listened every episode. She was the 31,000 minutes.
That was her. And it's like, Martha. Yeah. Come on, girl. Get out to the orchard. Pick the apples. You don't have time for this. So I did watch the last two groups with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. So I'm heavily invested in what I was watching. But because I was working with Tenley, I missed the first warm-up. So I did not get to see Adelia Petrosian. And I got there just in time to see where I want to start. So I had the distinct honor of explaining who is Ami Nakai, who is Kaori Sakamoto. Amber Glenn is an American person, and Alyssa Liu is also American. So I had that honor to explain that.
Context.
I had to give some nationality.
Hey, that's who do context.
Who belongs to us? Who's part of our crew?
Oh my God, wait, before we begin, Tenley told me something. Tenley, and we're good friends, by the way. I want you to know I started out with Dr. Albright's, okay?
No, it's Tenley.
She told me that when she won gold, they did not play the national anthem.
What do they do?
What's one of those other songs that's like American? My Country, what? Tis of Thee.
God Bless America.
What? My Country, Tis of... No.
Wait.
My country, tis
of thee. Yeah, no, it's a song. My country, tis of thee is a song.
I think that's it. They played that
over
instead.
The national anthem?
They didn't have the national anthem.
Oh, my God.
They weren't prepared.
Also, I referenced God Bless America.
the Kazakh
anthem.
Which
is from the '80s, I think.
When Mikhail won the men.
Yeah. Where they're like,
they were this just close to playing "My Country, 'Tis of Thee."
Yes. They're like, we did it. We did it.
We don't have
Albright.
Kazakhstan.
Right. They're trying to download it on iTunes.
Yeah. Yes. They're buying. It's $129.
Yeah.
They're like, he won't mind if it's "My Country, 'Tis of Thee."
That's like me buying whatever song each week on the podcast that Ashley's humming on Amazon so I can
100%
put
as
it
a gag
into the podcast edit. 129.
Wait, speaking of which, that came through very recently because my co-host Scott Hansen, he's listening to Bolero, mm-hmm. and he goes, "Huh, what song is this?"
Stop.
And I go, "Bolero,
of course."
And he goes, "Was that an Out of Africa?"
Oh.
I said, "Oh, I don't know.
Not sure."
No, I don't know.
Exactly. Actually,
sure.
Could have been. He has the kind
Maybe.
Of brain where it could have
been.
Okay, so.
Let's
women.
Go to Vibe Check.
Vibe Check. It's your vibe. Brought to you by Patreon.
So I want to say first, Kurikova started this season really struggling with under rotations and trying mm-hmm. things that were more difficult on paper, but that she'd get dinged with cues and under rotations. And today she had a strategy. She's in 19th place, but she had a really strong skate and she had a strategy that paid off for her. And she went back to back with Kimi Rapond, who I thought was very nice and pleasant and beautiful
yeah.
out there. And she's ahead of Kimi Rapond, who did a triple flip, triple toe, a triple loop, and a double axel. And Katya went out and did triple toe, double toe, triple loop, double axel. It was all squeaky clean. And it was really nice to see somebody have a strategy really work out for them and to like
yeah.
make it into this skate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first skater who really entered the It's Your Vibe zone was, mm-hmm. I want to give a huge shout out to Yulia Sauter from Romania.
Romania. She was amazing.
First Olympics. She's 28 years old. She just got this triple Let's triple toe, which she slam dunked
yeah.
in this program.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, do you know that? So she, her boyfriend is a hockey player. And
okay.
every summer to spend time with his family, she spends the whole summer training in Duluth, Georgia.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
And for those of
yeah.
you who don't know, that's... I'm from a town that's not very far from Duluth in the Atlanta suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I did not know that. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe once upon a time I did, but it feels brand new to me right now.
It feels brand new. But she really, as soon as her program started, you could hear the audience, they were pretty into what she was doing, and she skated great. She had a
yeah,
great
she did.
Skate. Someone else who had a great skate, Olga Mikutina from
mm-hmm.
Austria.
Austria? Yeah.
Yeah. This just
I
was
agree.
Really pleasant. Everybody was really into this.
She also had a whole university watch party back at home, which I thought was really cute because we don't often get to see behind the scenes of, you know, people that aren't necessarily main characters in the storyline. So that was nice. Also, her dress was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And these jumps look good. Like, she did a great job.
Yeah. They, mm-hmm. They don't usually do even friends and family stuff for non-Americans most of the time
mm-hmm.
on the
yeah.
NBC broadcast. And the
it.
NBC broadcast had a watch party that they were showing of people at her university.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was cool.
Now, the first person to really rile them up, would you
get
like
them
to know?
Going.
Yeah. From
I do know,
Russia,
I think. Yeah,
but
Sophia.
Now Kazakhstan, Sofia Semeldelkina.
She got robbed. I'm sorry. I don't agree with the score that she had.
Agreed.
And it has
Hosed
nothing
her.
To do with it being
Hosed
Raphael.
Her.
I think it was well, we've chosen our Russian that we're going to push,
mm-hmm.
and you are not the Russian that we are going to push. And you know what? That's bull, because
mm-hmm.
she was so good. And then on top of that, she really performed. I've never seen a woman shimmy that hard since me.
Yeah. Since you looked in a mirror this morning, you haven't seen it.
I woke up and did that.
Yeah.
And then in a mirror somewhere else, Sofia Samodelkina did the exact same thing.
She just really lit the place on fire. Like, people got really excited about this, and it was just
like
a big old...
Weren't they booing when she got her score that she didn't go into the lead?
Good.
Yes. Yeah.
Good.
Because at the time, it seemed like she should have gone into the lead.
It absolutely did seem that way. Like, it really felt like she should have... I mean, a 68 felt a little ridiculous for this kind of skate. It was...
Well, especially when they gave a 72 to Petrosian an hour previously. It was like, what?
Exactly.
I mean, I know what we're doing, but like, what are we doing?
But what are we doing?
Oh, but we're doing this.
But what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Now, our next skater to really just kind of bring it, we really didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how she'd be feeling. We didn't know a lot about her, but we know a lot about her and we love her. And that was Luna Hendricks from Belgium.
Yeah. You can always count on her to bring the crowd in.
Well, and she had to change her program again. And it was great.
It was great. It was a really strong skate. Some tight landings. I'll say that the technical panel was pretty critical of a lot of skaters. Very tough. Cues and exclamation points all around for it's very hard to find a sheet that doesn't have any sort of declaration to the judges.
Yeah.
Very
hard. They reviewed everything. I mean, even on Ami's skate, which was, she got almost an 80. There were multiple reviews for Monet. So, they were not being shy about using the review button.
Mm-mm.
They just really want to get it right.
That's what it was.
That's really what it was. You're right, Ashley.
It's
that
so
is correct.
The integrity of sport, integrity. Alive and well.
Mm-hmm. Then I would say that we had our first dark horse enter the arena. We had that. This is even before Sofia. Gia Shin goes out. She was entered this competition as a dark horse, could have been on the podium potentially. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, she had that big giant score from that senior B when we know that, like, the judges really respond really well to especially this short program. And usually she has these jumps that, when she lands them, are just like really nice and solid. And she opens with this combo and she rallies, but she does the Lutz toe, falls on the toe. It takes a little steam out from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right after her, we have Heian Lee, who goes out and she delivers like a really nice, strong performance. It's good. It's like all around fine. I would say that really the audience starts to really get riled up is this final warm-up. The final warm-up, people
it's
are
not
primed.
Surprising.
No, they're primed. They're ready. Before we got to the final warm-up, this was like the interesting part of it, where it was like the first skater in the second to last group was Ami Nakai. And I told Martha, I said, Martha, this girl, if she skates well, she could win this segment easily. She's one of two doing a triple axel, and her jumps are squeaky clean. And Martha said, oh, okay. So she agreed. And she did take a video of Ami Nakai where she zoomed really close in. And I didn't have the heart to tell her, you don't need to do that.
No, she wanted to see the outfit and be like, oh, I had something just like this in 2012 when I was a member of One Direction.
Exactly. And what a time. But Ami Nakai just was a joy. She was just a joy.
She was.
Yeah. That triple axel was great, too. And she just looked... It's been so nice since I feel like we've seen a lot of terrified athletes over these last couple of weeks. She gets on the ice and she's light and she's fluffy. She's airy. And she could have been absolutely petrified, but we really would have had no idea because she didn't let that kind of bleed into her skating. And then it just the experience of watching her. I think that's the better of the two programs. But It's just so good. I love it. It's like, to use Michelle Ellis's description of skaters, champagne bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder if it helped her to be so much earlier and not be in that like pressure cooker of a final group, especially for being so young and so just like way less experienced on the international scene. Like, I was thinking maybe that helped to just be have some separation from all that.
Yeah, I don't think it hurt, because there was just definitely a different energy in that last warm up. Like, you could feel that, like, oh, people are here, present, ready. This is like the moment they've been waiting for. And I think it took some of the members of the audience a little bit by surprise of how really captivating and amazing she was.
Yeah.
And she was amazing.
I mean, that first year senior, it's just, it does make a difference. And it can either, like Jia Shin, be really consuming, or Ami, it has just kind of been like the blinders that I wish so many other athletes had the benefit of being able to use, because she's going into this just like, let's see what happens.
And
it makes me a little bit nervous for the free skate, because now it's like your first year senior and you could be Olympic champion.
Yeah.
That makes me nervous.
And the short program has been the stronger program for her all season. That axel that she opens with in the free skate has been less consistent. So it definitely... The thing that she's had going for her all year is she'll maybe fall on the axel in the free skate, but she never lets the rest of the program go. So she's able to never, like, let it really hurt her results that much. So, but yeah, I'm sure. I mean, to your point, Ashley, to go last in the free skate at the Olympics, like, whoo.
And you are correct, Ash, where it's just like she had every right to skate timidly, but she didn't. She was quite aggressive towards everything.
Yep.
She attacked. She was on the attack. And that's exactly what we, like, let's get into this last group. That's exactly what we saw from Alyssa Liu. On the attack with everything.
Yep.
This is someone who took the lessons they learned from the first segment that they got to skate in this competition and improved upon that skate. And she had a great skate in the team event.
Yeah.
This one was much better.
Much better.
You could feel her energy being just so much looser too. Like, it's not just that the jumps were better and cleaner, and the elements were just stronger, but that her energy was better. She was lighter. She was performing more. It just was a more complete performance all around.
Yeah. I think she topped her personal best too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, adding this Lutz loop into the Olympic season, last jump in the short program, that's gutsy, gutsy.
Yep.
Really gutsy. I mean, people need to know, like, it is really challenging when you add a new combination in, especially when you've always been doing triple toes at the end, and now you're doing a loop, and now you're doing it as in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very risky.
But it made a big
difference. I respect anybody. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say it made a big difference because, you know, she's up against someone like Ami Nakai, and she's, you know, just about 2 points behind her, because even though she doesn't have a triple axel, she has this Lutz loop in the second half, so she's maximizing points. And then she gets a cue call on the rotation of the Lutz loop, but has almost like padded herself against that call by having it be a higher value combination already. Like, it's just, it's so smart.
It's so smart.
Yeah.
And it's smart on paper. It's incredibly risky, but it's paid off. It's paid off time and time again. She's hit it in every major competition that she's needed to. Grand Prix final, US championships, yes. And
And I mean, like, those loop combos, I can't stress enough how hard loop combos are. There is a reason why you do not see them that often. I only did them for like a season, because you have to land the first jump perfectly.
Yes.
So the risk element is not only like you're doing this in the second half, so you have no other options, but like you have to do the harder of the combinations and nail it every single time.
Yeah,
she's been rock solid.
And she did it. And this was just sort of like, this was really like the Olympic moment, because then this is where they pan to everybody and you see Martha and Snoop up in like the in the place that we were sitting, and then they pan over and you see Halle Bailey from the Little Mermaid sitting there and watching, and it was like, yeah, she really stepped into the exact moment that someone in her position, you'd want them to. She just stepped into the light and not away from it. Like, it was just, it was amazing. It was beautiful. It was just, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
She made me cry. She made me cry. I was just, for her, I think for so many people watching her, it's emotional just to see someone be on the ice and choose to be there, but also like to be there and be an elevated version of their past self. What a treat for all of us to be able to watch. And now it feels even more like a treat based on like what we saw from Amber, where it really just underscores she makes it look easy. It is not easy what it's she's not doing easy. At all.
Should we just go right to Amber?
I mean, I think let's go in order because we've been going chronologically and then people can relive it with us the way that we are, the way that it went. Isabeau Levito skated next and also skated really well, really well. Like, we love that program. All of us on this show love that program. I think it's just like such a nice fit for her. She looks great. It suits her so well, like her style of skating. And I mean, in my opinion, like, her score was lower than it should have been. I think it was
hosed.
A little
hosed.
Yeah.
Hosed.
Yeah.
It was giving, we want Petrosian in the final warm-up.
It was giving that, I was saying to Ashley earlier that I felt like if Amber and Alyssa and Isabeau's start order had been swapped, where had Amber made a mistake before Isabeau went, they would have been more generous with Isabeau, but it felt like they were like, we're not going to give all the American girls high scores. That's kind of how it felt. And I was just like, come on. Like, she skated well. She deserves a high score.
She didn't get a low score. No, but she really could have gotten like in the 74. Last come on. Like,
she should be in 70... the last warm-up group.
Yeah, I completely, like, of all of the women, Isabeau really is the most polished, like, in my eyes, like, just there's not a hair out of place. Is like, are the jumps like, are like, especially like that flip toe, like, is she doing some like wild things? Yeah, of course she 100%. Is she's from New Jersey, come on, give the girl a freaking break.
Yeah,
give
look, the girl a the break. Technique from New Jersey is different to look at, yes, but yes, right, she's landing the jumps, like, you know what I mean? It's like,
and there's a running edge that she holds so beautifully. Like,
yes,
this is basically, like, we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but like, this is like Isabeau's style perfected. This is like, this is material that she's done different versions of for the past few years, but this is like the Olympic version of all of that. And I just really felt like, oh, 70 is really not right for this. Like, this was the moment. This was like the last warm up. Everything to me, like, I could see her going behind Alyssa, but
behind Petrosian.
I didn't see Petrosian, but I've seen Petrosian, and
did.
I just don't think there's no way in my eyes this Michael Jackson short. Like, come on, that's like
We didn't talk about Petrosian, and I do think we should just fill this in really quickly. So Adelia Petrosian skated second in the entire group.
Yeah,
and
hours
she went out onto the ice.
About.
It was, hours. I want to give credit where credit is due. She is an athlete.
And we should.
A neutral athlete from Russia. And I think she's in a very difficult position because everyone has an opinion about her that actually has nothing to do, some of it at least, has nothing to do with her as a person. It's more the situation that she represents, her coaching staff, whatever. There's a lot of
noise surrounding
her.
None of what we've said about any of the skaters has anything to do with what we think of them personally either. You know, we're talking about the skating, the performances. Like, that's...
Yeah, I'm just...
No, I know. No, but I'm like, clarifying that in general, we're not, you know, like, I'm agreeing with you. We're not talking about these people personally. Like, it's...
No.
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 Right.
So she's in a tough position.
Could you imagine? I like.
Except.
Good luck to everyone except.
And we'll get to her, no, by the way.
But she's in a really challenging position.
She is.
There's so much noise around her. She has no control over what people are saying about her. She has no control over what her country is doing. She has no control over what her coach is telling her other students to consume. That being...
That's true. No, I mean, yep.
All of what you're saying, I completely
so
agree with.
That's so true.
And so she went out, and we know that she's been dealing with injuries. We know that for a fact. And what she delivered was an incredibly solid program.
Agreed.
Under immense pressure.
Completely clean.
Completely clean. And I think there is a lot. I think that just the way that Russian skating is going right now versus how, you know, competition worldwide is going, Russian skating is really pushing towards jumps, less performance. And so I just don't think that the performance is emphasized in the same way. And that's also just a style preference. That's okay.
Yeah.
It is okay.
I just don't see the performance.
Yeah, and the skating skills also are lower. Like, you know, it's it's a similar style to what we've seen from skaters out of the school that she's from. Like, there's just not a lot of skaters out of that school. Who there's some, but not all of them have had, like, really strong foundational skating skills that typically are required to be rewarded in the second mark.
Yep.
And so,
yeah,
she doesn't have super, super strong skills in that way. I agree the performance, you know, is, to Adam's point, Michael Jackson is something that maybe you can do it at senior, but this particular program feels very juniorish, which we typically don't see rewarded in the second mark either, when somebody feels like out of place, like too young to be here, even though she's older than some of the girls here. But like it's just that the style of the program is very juniorish, and like yeah, so, you know, she does three clean jumping passes, no question. And she does clean spins.
No triple axel, though.
No, and it doesn't, I don't think she's attempted it there in practice. I don't think we're going to see it in the free skate, which was a really interesting choice to me, because I remember when we were talking about her months ago on this podcast, and we all agreed, I think, that she's going to need the triple axel to get her out of this, like, short program in a good position, because she's going to start so early and she's going to need to do something really impressive if she's going to skate hours before the last group. And then instead what happened
is
they gave her a score that they were able to just kind of file people right under her repeatedly, like where they could just give people, oh, let's just give her a cue. Let's just do one more cue. Maybe one more wrong edge. Maybe one more attention,
like,
to the
Gubanova.
Edge. Gubanova.
Hendrix, Gubanova was criminal.
Isabeau, Hayen Lee. All these people are, like, did good programs and got mysteriously, like, just under what they would have needed. And I don't... Look, I'm not saying there's some grand conspiracy, but I'm not saying there's not.
Convenient.
But you know what? I'll also say that, like, Ashley, I completely agree with you that, like, Petrosian as an athlete, like,
agreed.
We're just talking, like, that's what we're focused on. And because, like, there just are all of these, like, extra factors that go into her. It is just a more loaded person to be
talking
about.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with her, and it's not her fault. And I think we all kind of feel bad for her being kind of caught in the vortex of what that is. Like, it's
completely.
It sucks. But we, based on recent history, have to sit and think about scores and have to watch the skating itself and wonder, you know, what is going on.
In a way, it almost felt like a little bit like with the ice dance that she was able to benefit of the, like, no, you did a good job. Let's put you in the mix. And then they get into that groove of, like, where they've been scoring and how it's going. And then she just kind of settles into
just
this.
Rises. And it's like you almost don't notice
her
it happening until the end.
Compared against Luna?
Yeah, well, right.
Her compared against Luna, right?
I mean, I'm
against
sorry.
Celine
even,
Dion.
Even Gubanova tonight was like, she kind of ate.
She
I was
did.
Sort of like,
they
yeah.
They reviewed
she
her double axel.
They reviewed Gubanova's double axel. That was
girl after my own heart.
That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That was so crazy. They were reviewing a lot of people's spins. They were like, they were looking at anything they could look at.
Anything. I mean, even like Isabeau gets the triple clean. Mm-hmm. When I saw it in the review, I was like, I think they will give it to her. And with the loop, when they showed it in slow motion, I was like, I know they're going to cue that shit. Yeah. I know it. And it was just, it was a beautiful pin drop jump. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sick of these fucking cues.
Yep.
But we don't have time for the cue conversation.
No, we don't.
But
we
yes, Sarah and I were just like, cues are so stupid.
They are.
No, they're cues are so stupid.
They are.
Cues are so stupid all night long.
But in isolation, I think if I were to see these three programs back to back, to me, I mean, it's just, you were talking about it, Ashley, of like the style of like that from that Atari school. It's almost like the women's skating has moved on a bit beyond that, where it's like these programs do need to be intricate and they do mm-hmm. need to have like a different level and a concept that needs to come across. And not saying that Petrosian doesn't have like a concept for this, but I just feel that like the intricacy of even Kubanova today, even Kubanova, who was stealing someone's culture.
Yeah, I mean, skated very
well. The concept is theft.
Thievery.
Yeah. I'm going to say I have not counted Kubanova out for an Olympic bronze medal at this moment, by the way.
Nobody should.
She skated incredibly well in the free skate of the team event and now has skated very, very well in the short program here. Like, yeah. Who knows?
That's our little astronaut.
Yeah.
Our little Bollywood astronaut. Absolutely.
Gail King.
Come on, Gail King.
And then...
Okay, should we get to...
Amber.
Are we skipping Kauri?
Was Kauri before Amber?
Yeah.
Let's go to Kauri.
Kauri, Amber, Monet ended the event.
Great.
Okay.
Amber
sorry to interrupt
opens
our flow.
No, I Kauri
was.
This is the flow we agreed on.
Yeah, this is what we said we would do, and I just didn't remember. Sorry, because at this point in the event, Ilya Malinin had come over. So
you're not paying attention anymore.
Well, I'm trying because now I'm like, they don't want me in this shot. So
no, now
I'm
they
sort
just
like,
want to see Ilya with Martha and Snoop.
With Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. So I'm like, okay. And so at this point, we're all locked in.
Yeah.
We know me and my three closest friends, Martha Stewart, Ilya Malinin, and Snoop Dogg, four of us.
Yes.
And Amber opens this program with a bomb triple axel. Great.
Wait, sorry. Are we not doing Kauri?
Oh,
I'm
my
so
God.
Confused.
We're doing Kauri.
Sorry. Kauri Sakamoto.
Three-time world champion.
The world is
watching. We keep forgetting about certain people.
Well, it just feels like we're leading up to it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because it was almost at the end. Yeah.
Okay, so Kauri takes to the ice.
And
this is
the moment. Yeah, this is the moment.
And I mean, it's the program, it's the costume. And I had been doing my research today and I was reading that she was feeling fatigued and she was feeling nerves and she was having to tell herself that, like, there's no monster in this event, everything is fine. So I'm going into this being like, oh, girl, come on, baby girl.
Yeah.
This is it. And I love it. Her age popped up and she's what, 26?
Yeah.
I know, still a baby.
The way that we talk about her, I would say she's 45.
And she's just been around in the top ranks for such a long time. Like, I feel like we were talking about this maybe on the lore that, like, she has been to the Olympics twice. She's been to the World Championships, obviously, many, many times and has, like, never finished lower than sixth. Like, I think she got sixth at her Olympic debut 8 years ago.
Amazing.
And she kind of had come out of nowhere. And so, it does feel like a very long time when someone's in the conversation for that long.
Yeah.
The skating Kauri provides us is really just like, it's powerful. It's the jumps are huge. Now, I've always thought it was just so interesting where like the Lutz is like a it's not her strongest jump out of all of her jumps that are really strong, and she's going to get dinged on the edge. And I know she's trying to like up the technical content of her program, but I'm like, she would on paper 100% get more points if she were to do a triple loop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the approach that I had to take.
Right.
I'm always amazed that she doesn't do that, but
it's really,
it's the Olympics and she did that.
For someone who is very much maximizing points on a double axel, like you'd think she would see that math of like, I'm getting all basically plus fives, plus fours on my double axel. And it's almost as good as these people. If they step out of a triple, I'm going to outscore them. It's like the same kind of math to do a loop instead of a Lutz. But yeah, so she got this call on the edge, which was the only, I mean, one of the she only gets issues a cue, in this program. She got the cue on the combination too. So she was a little bit tight.
And that combo scared me. That one, I was like, come on, girl.
She like blocked. Tight. Yeah, she blocked her brain out and let her body take over. And you—that's exactly what I could feel. That like she, I could feel the tension building up, and I could feel her being like, "Get the fuck out of my head, you dumb fucking idiot, bitch."
Yeah, where she's like, "I don't feel good. I don't feel good." And then she just relied on her training.
Yes,
and the mental was like pulling her back a little bit, but her training pushed her through. That was 1,000% what today was about.
That's.
I'm sure she feels so relieved.
Yeah. Like that was the skating of a world champion who has the weight of the and expectations of everyone on her, everyone in that building. Mm-hmm. We want everyone to do well, but there's just something really just everyone really is pulling for Kaori here. Like it's and she was able to deliver. She comes away with a 77. She goes right in to second place behind Ami. Mm-hmm. Nakai, which and I felt she's like good a
point,
about.
Yeah, she's a point and a half behind Ami. Makes complete sense in the, especially within the short program where there's less like wiggle room with scoring and everything. And like, you know, one thing that I fully agreed with what the judges did here is like, Kaori was almost 2 points better than the next best person in components, and as it should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a skill level and there's a power and there's a finesse that, I mean, she's like one of a kind when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. Now we will get to Amber Glenn, who I've started 3 times, I think.
Let's start her a fourth.
Yeah.
So she starts this program with a killer triple axel.
Yeah.
And then she follows this up with a combo that she does get a cue on, but like to the naked eye looks pretty good. This seems
Sarah
like
and
typical,
I are talking.
Normal Amber.
No, yeah.
Sarah and I are talking, and I was like, oh, okay, oh, she did it. And Sarah was literally like, I'll take that. I will take that.
Yeah, the combo, I was like, no, this is, I'll take it. This is, all right.
We'll take it.
You know?
And then she did the unforgivable mistake in a short program where she doubled the required triple solo jump.
Yeah.
And it was just...
And for those of you who are new here watching the Olympics, if you do a double instead of a triple in that solo jump slot, you get no credit whatsoever. You don't get partial points. You get nothing. And it is like the worst mistake you can make. She would have been better off falling. It is
100%.
Like, that's why he's saying unforgivable. I mean, it's just like there's no wiggle room once you do that. You are
I'm not even saying like I won't
hemorrhaging points.
It's not even like I won't forgive her.
Thing.
It's like we know this
thing, system. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's the reason why Maddie Skeezus didn't qualify for the free skate.
Yep.
It is truly Amber's really fortunate that that triple axel went the way that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Because she would have been even further back in and more exposed than she already is right now.
Now, when she made this mistake, I wish that she would have committed to the end of this program 10 fucking times over.
Because
she easily could be in the second to last warm-up. Because if she brought it home, because she hadn't, the audience, like, the gas got let out a little bit, but everybody was still, like, you could still feel the energy in the building.
Well, and you have to think that, like, again, I just said this disclaimer to people who, like, if we have Olympic kind of for your fan type listeners with us right now, that's why I did this disclaimer. Like, you have to remember, especially at this competition, that is a big part of this audience. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
not just in the building, but on television and streaming and all that. Like, people don't know even what you just did. And like, just don't give up your performance. Like, and like yeah. I said at the beginning when we said Isabeau's in eighth, but like, not because she did poorly. It's just really tight. Like, these scores are really tight. And Amber, with like 2 additional points in PCS, even a point and a half better, she would be in the second to last warm-up group. Like, there's just no reason to just like let the program go. And that was really, it was really disappointing to see, because I want her to have more of a chance. And this, we all know that the earlier you skate, the harder it is. And it's not that there's no chance. It's just that it's harder.
No,
it's a more uphill battle now.
And listen, if you've been watching the Olympics, you've seen the impossible happen. And the impossible happens at the Olympics constantly. This is the wild, wild west. Anything happens, anything goes. Like, it is wild things happen at Olympic Games. A few more points would have just been so helpful, because even with this major error, and you could just feel that she could not shake the frustration of making this mistake off, she's still only, listen, because we've seen crazier things happen.
Yes.
Only 11 points out from the gold medal.
Yes. And here's she's where 9 points out from bronze. I mean, she's 9 points away from an Olympic
medal. She's still in it.
Do you know what she got for her triple axel today? More than 10 points. We're talking about 9.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's just, like, it's not over until it's over. Like,
it's not,
you know, like, I obviously, like, everyone's human. And you make a mistake like that, and it's completely understandable that the wind is out of your sails.
Yes.
And, like, you know, I'm not discounting how difficult it would be to push through, to really, like, put a smile on your face and do a big step sequence number. But I wish we had seen a little more of that.
Yeah. I just think the difficult position that she's now in, you are so right. It's 11 points back from first. It's 9 points back from a podium. That is completely doable. Mm-hmm. But now, instead of her fate being in her own hands, her fate is in the hands of some of the most reliable skaters that I feel like the competition has to offer.
Yeah.
And so she has no choice but to go completely clean and have the skate of her life in the free skate. And I believe she can do that. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
But she is also going to need some really reliable skaters to not show up under pressure. And I feel nervous about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. And the like very raw emotion at the end, she was crying as she got to the boards. She was sobbing in the kiss and cry. It was like very, very, very hard to watch. And I just like,
it's devastating.
It made me feel though, like, you know, with those emotions, like accessible right away, that she had probably been putting so much pressure on herself to do well in this program that she was probably on the verge of those emotions already. You know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, like, because I think sometimes like you make a mistake and you're in shock for a bit because you don't realize. Mm-hmm. She had really not much of a phase of shock. Like, she was like,
no, she went
straight. The floodgates were open pretty right away. And it made me feel like she has been so crushed under the weight.
It just
of
felt
this.
Like she was gonna cry at the end of that program, no matter how
happy
it
tears
went.
Or sad tears.
She was gonna sob. Like, she had that's built up stress. Do you
that's
know what I mean?
It
like
was. Mm-hmm. Totally.
And it's like there were gonna be tears at the end of that. They were either gonna be happy or they were gonna be sad. But that, like, not being able to, like, crying while still on the ice is like, that's the emotional toll that it takes at the Olympics. And that's completely, it's understandable.
Yeah. It makes me happy that Damon Allen is her coach. Like, if there was
a
team
great guy
to support her, embrace her, like, she's got her people. I feel good about that. But yeah, it's tonight is what I hope for her is that she gives herself the night to feel devastated about this because it's deflating, it's disappointing, it's a huge setback. And then she can get herself to a point where she resets and just stays focused on what she needs to do in the free.
Completely.
Yeah. And I'll say too, like, regardless of the top four right now are pretty reliable skaters. So that is going to be really tough. Regardless of that, I really hope that she just does like her best, like gives like her full potential in the free skate, because we know that medals are amazing and they're in history books and all of that. But you know what? It's funny, today I was saying that I was talking to Michelle and I was saying, oh, in the office today, we watched Sasha Cohen's 2006 short program for good vibes for the women today. And she was like, well, don't watch the free skate. And I was like, well, listen, but I was like, no. In the free skate, we're going to watch Mao Asada in Sochi.
Right.
I don't even
exactly
know what
the
place
greatest
Mao Asada
comeback of
Sochi.
All time.
But I don't, she did not win a medal in Sochi. I have no idea. Actually, I think she got eighth. Like she was
I think
not,
she got eighth.
Like, she had an awful, short program and skated, like, one of the most memorable programs that, like, we all love and know and still think about.
Yeah.
That's, so, like, even if medals don't come to fruition, like, moments are moments and can happen at any time for anybody.
Yep. Yeah. So, moments are forever and medals are trinkets.
Those memories last a lifetime.
And finally, the last skater of the night, who really, after a really tumultuous last few months of one going from the most reliable skater in the world to then just having these like pre-Olympic kind of just freak out performances where we just saw these uncharacteristic mistakes, Mona Chiba goes out and she delivers a spick and span short program and she gets her job done.
Yeah,
and it was very solid. It was good. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a nice way to end to Scott, who hosts our show. It was on the desk with Ashley, and he said to Ashley while Monet was skating, because you know the lyrics to that Donna Summer song are like "The Last Dance," and he's like, "Did she know she was gonna go last?"
It was so cute.
Like, it was cute because I was like, oh, I mean, that is like, that's a good observation. Like, this is like a nice way to end. She's doing this fun program with sort of on theme music for going last. And, you know, it was a great moment.
Yeah.
Now, before we end the episode, actually, Ashley, do you have something to say?
Well, I was just going to ask Sarah if she thinks our hotel is on fire right now.
No.
Excuse me.
Do you not hear all the sirens?
No. I don't hear a single siren.
There are so many sirens right now.
Like,
and
outside
they're getting closer.
Or inside the building?
Outside. I don't think our hotel's on fire, but something near a hotel is.
Okay.
Wait, that's
so I was
going to
say the fire
Sorry,
alarm.
I just
would,
had to do like
a wellness check
for us.
On the building that we're
now,
in.
Now, I'm going to ask
knock.
Us to do the impossible.
Yeah.
To end this episode.
Predict.
Predictions.
Okay.
Who's going to
lead? Okay, do you want medalists, like just three medals, or who's going to win?
I want three medals. I want a podium.
Okay, Sarah, take it away.
Kaori Sakamoto, gold. Alyssa Liu, silver. Amina Kai, bronze.
Okay. Ashley?
I was going to do exactly that, actually.
Okay. I mean,
I think it's Kaori, then I think it's Alyssa, because I really think that Alyssa is just, her head is in the right spot. Mm-hmm. You can't shake her because she doesn't care if you are telling her she might win an Olympic medal. She doesn't care what people think about her. So she doesn't feel the pressure of like everyone saying, we want you to win a medal. Like if she wins a medal or not,
yeah. She's going home happy.
Yeah.
She's the best example of why an athlete should be doing what they do.
Yeah.
So I think she's in second. And then I don't think Ami's going to be able to hold on to that. I just hope that she has a great skate and doesn't get eaten alive by the position that she's in mm-hmm. because I love her.
Yeah. I love her.
Okay, Adam.
Alyssa Lou Gold.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Ami Nakai Silver.
Okay.
Kaori Sakamoto Bronze.
Okay.
I was like, you better put Kaori on the podium.
So we all three think that these three will stay. You know, I had a moment where I was like, should I be considering this quad in Petrosian's program? But I saw it in practice. I don't know that she's going to fully rotate it. And I do think there's so much more fluctuation in component marks in the free skate that mm-hmm. that will make up some difference too, where she won't just be able to leapfrog people who skate relatively cleanly.
No, but
well, and she's going to be getting compared directly against people who can skate.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'll say the, her free skate is a way more mature vehicle for her. I've seen this. Is it my favorite program? No, but it's not the worst program I've ever seen. Like it's a perfectly pleasant program. And it just, we can't forget about the tech that's going to be in there. But we don't, I just think that she can get dinged on these quadruple jumps. That being said, I do think that this top three is these are like nerves.
I think
of steel.
This is the top three. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what order it's going to
I'm just watching Alyssa and I'm just like, it's just.
I mean, I agree with you that I don't think Alyssa's going to miss. I just also don't think Kaori will miss. She's seemed more comfortable to me in the free skate all season. I feel like we're going to get a really strong skate from Kaori Sakamoto. And I think Ami Nakai makes a mistake, like probably maybe falls once, but otherwise mm-hmm. like has it together and stays on the podium. That's kind of what I'm thinking might happen.
I could also easily see Ami Nakai winning too.
Totally. I mean,
I could see.
Where have we seen that movie before? A million times, or someone pops up and hasn't been on the world stage much and wins the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Like that is an old movie.
What
for a young
free
person.
Program? What a free program it will be.
This is going to be a treat. Hopefully,
a treat.
I hope
a treat.
It is just a little. I'm thinking of Italian treats. A cannoli.
Oh, a cannoli. Uh-huh. A tiramisu.
It's a tiramisu.
Ooh, tiramisu.
And as always, we will pour one out for the women who did not make it to the free skate. We mentioned Maddie Skizas, but there were five women who did not qualify for the free skate. And going to the Olympics is amazing. Qualifying for the Olympics is amazing. And
you are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the cut
really
line
not
just
easy.
Is what it is. And
yeah.
And also all of these women have had to sit and watch cursed event after cursed event
they really have
go on
weeks.
By for 2 weeks. And now it's their turn. How intimidating that must have
and
been.
For the
so
most,
I'm proud
like,
of every single one of these women.
Yeah. And they really like carried this event on good vibes pretty much.
It did.
I mean, like
good vibes,
you know,
it was our vibe.
It was.
Overall, yes.
Overall, it was a good vibe. So congratulations, or I'm sorry that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm not reading all that.
You know what's funny, though? I feel like when the men's event has a really good short, everyone is like, ooh, I'm really nervous about the long.
Not the
but
women.
When the women's event has a good short, we're all like, let's go.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Gonna be
They're
so
locked
women.
In.
Long.
The women are so, oh, I'm so happy to be ending on the women. It's the perfect finale.
I know, it really is.
Me too.
Yeah.
All right, well, on that
note,
you guys, check out our Patreon.
This is the perfect finale for our episode.
And, it is.
Yeah, join the Patreon because.
Join the Patreon.
We're so tired.
Yeah, we're tired.
We're exhausted. Tired.
We're going to go to bed. We're exhausted. We are going to go to bed, but thank you for listening.
I explained skating
thank
to Snoop
so
Dogg today.
Yeah, please someone like join our Patreon just to support Adam's mission to educate Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart about figure skating.
Who, Ashley, you can play the ending music. I'll just say to end this, he is like a savant. He picked it up immediately and started naming all of the elements.
Really?
He was in it. Yeah, I was
That's cool.
thoroughly impressed. He dives
Great.
Right in.
All right. Well, love it. Thank you, Snoop.
Thank you, and, Snoop. And thank you, our listeners.
Our listeners and our women. Goodbye, ciao, ciao. Everyone.